This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that space sector startups have shown their trust in the government. During an interaction with the startup CEOs of the space sector, Mr. Modi urged them to remain consistent in their efforts and build a robust space sector ecosystem capable of attracting talent from across the world. He noted that an enabling environment must be created in the country where people from across the world see India as the preferred destination to build their careers and future in the space sector. During the interaction, Chief Executive Officer of India's first space tech unicorn, Skyroot Aerospace, Pavan Kumar Chandana, thanked Mr. Modi for opening up the space sector. Meanwhile, National Space Day is being observed today. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended their greetings on the occasion. Prime Minister Modi, while sharing a video on social media, said that in the new global order, India is continuously expanding its space sector.
भारत का युवा आज उन क्षेत्रों में काम कर रहा है जिनकी कुछ साल पहले कल्पना भी संभव नहीं थी। भारत का प्राइवेट स्पेस टैलेंट पूरी दुनिया में अपनी अलग पहचान बना रहा है। आज ग्लोबल इन्वेस्टर्स के लिए भारत का स्पेस सेक्टर एक अट्रैक्टिव डेस्टिनेशन बन रहा है।
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today stressed the need for self-reliance in making warships, offshore vessels and in other related fields, describing it vital for security of the country. He emphasised the need of good quality maintenance services in this field aimed at making India a future shipbuilding hub. Addressing the Bhumi Pujan ceremony for five projects of Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers and Yantra India Limited in Kolkata worth approximately 34,000 crore rupees, Mr. Singh said Atmanirbharta is the need of the hour. The minister said due care should be given to quality assurance and timely delivery of defence products for exports to the world. He mentioned that the armed forces are now relying on indigenous products for defence needs. The BRICS sports ministers meeting has concluded in Visakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh, with the adoption by consensus of the BRICS sports joint declaration. The declaration reaffirms the commitment of BRICS countries to strengthen cooperation in sports through dialogue, mutual respect and inclusiveness. Held under India's BRICS chairship 2026, the meeting brought together sports ministers and senior representatives of member states to discuss ways to promote sports development, youth participation and international cooperation. In his opening remarks, Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya called for building a strong BRICS sporting partnership with practical and sustained cooperation. Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR, has clarified that no new strain of H1N1 has been identified and there is no cause for panic. The influenza strains currently circulating are also well matched with the vaccine strains recommended for the Northern Hemisphere. According to senior scientists at the ICMR, these viruses have been in circulation since the year 2025. ICMR said that the situation is being closely monitored through regular surveillance and necessary public health measures are being undertaken. Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal has emphasized the importance of art and culture in strengthening India's cultural identity and projecting the country's rich heritage before the world. Speaking at Kala Tarangini, the Delhi Kala Festival 2026 at the National School of Drama in New Delhi, Mr. Sonowal said artists from across the country had gathered with devotion to present Mahapurush Srimanta Shankardev's Parijat Haran Ankiya Nat. In football, East Bengal FC lifted the Durand Cup for a record-equalling 17th time after defeating arch-rivals Mohun Bagan Super Giants 4-1 in the final at Salt Lake Stadium in Kolkata this evening. East Bengal's Edmund Lalrindika scored a sensational hat-trick, leading them to victory lift the Durand Cup after 22 years. Bipin Singh started the scoring for East Bengal in the 10th minute before Lalrindika doubled the advantage just 2 minutes later. Lalrindika struck again in the 23rd minute to put East Bengal 3-0 ahead. Mohun Bagan pulled one back through Manveer Singh scoring in the 33rd minute. However, East Bengal quickly restored their dominance with Lalrindika completing his hat-trick in the 44th minute to make it 4-1 before half-time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.